Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
So I gave the disclaimer early. I know that there are maybe some kids in the car about the magic of Christmas here. There's your spoiler alert. I'm not going to mention anything. I will word this properly.
Parents, beware.
I will word this properly, though. But it's a great story. Crashing the Christmas party. We all have our childhood memories of Christmas past. And we have those moments of clarity when the realization of who's stuffy the stockings comes crashing home, okay?
I love how politically correct Hutton is in the way he's revealing this.
For Kirby, being that inquisitive tot, this realization came a bit sooner than most. Take your best shot, Paul, at the year and the age Kirby discovered the truth about where that red ride-on fire truck came from. Was Kirby 4 years old, 5 years old, or 6 years old? What? Young Kirby and the magic of Christmas, 4, 5, or 6, when he realized the truth.
Quite frankly, I'm surprised that 3 is not an option here, or even 2. Yeah, because we all know that Kirby's an early adapter.
Oh, yeah.
At all things. And, you know, out in his neck of the woods, where most people are on board with this until they're 13.
Paul, I wanted to give an option, as one of my options was going to be, I think, 12.
Yeah.
And Kirby looks at me and goes, oh, no, I was smoking by then. They'll know.
So. Yeah, I think most people where he's from, go ahead. Most people where he's from probably...
Buckethead, by the way, ringing the bell.
Yeah, are into this until,
dropping off some toys,
until they're 12, don't you think, Chad, where Kirby's from? But
where Kirby's
Kirby,
from?
Kirby being so...
I don't think it's a regional
so
thing.
Fast.
I don't know that
right.
You can make this a...
It is. When you got a guy in a lean-to living in an empty lot next to you, there's a lot of...
I would say that probably rural kids find out quicker than city kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they're less...
When it comes to this.
Less sheltered.
Right.
Either way we look at it, though, this is a very young age, 4, 5, or 6.
You think it's 4 for sure, right, Chad?
I think it's 4 because this is, in some way, this is Kirby bragging about his youthful intelligence.
Yes.
So I'd say the youngest would be my guess.
I agree, youthful intelligence.
It's a total toss-up.
It's more about the story than it is the age.
I think the story is going to be about some crazy playground incident. And what was the toy, just for the record again?
It was...
Red fire truck?
A red ride-on fire truck.
Ride-on. So right after he got this,
Kirby's now doing some sort of gesture
like
that I don't want him to ever do again.
Right after he got this, he went and literally put out a Christmas Day fire.
He did.
I am going with 4. Final answer, 4.
Kirby, today's truth, please.
Well, it was the fall of 1966. I was a... 4-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Actually, oh, sorry, 67. I was a 4-year-old.
Sweet victory!
And my dad was racing cars, and my uncle would help him in the garage and stuff, and I noticed that
racing
they were going into the garage.
Like in the cul-de-sac?
No, in NHR, or NHRA, Norwalk Speedway in Ohio.
Okay, save this for a future truth.
But anyway, so I see the two, my Uncle Jack and my dad, together, and I immediately surmised that, hey, race car. So I got... That's in my blood. I got to go get in the middle of this race car and get in trouble for that. And I was run out of the garage, not once, but twice, and determined to see what they were doing to Dad's car, I snuck in there a third time, at which point I got my rear end lit up. But in doing so...
With a firecracker?
No, with my uncle's belt, but I spotted something over in the corner, which was this shiny red object, and I couldn't quite make out what it was, but it didn't belong on a race car. And about a month and a half later, I discovered it under the Christmas tree and put two and two together and inquired to my grandmother that somebody couldn't have delivered that in the middle of the night because I saw that with my dad, my Uncle Jack.
You should not.
Kirby, that's one of the most touching Christmas stories I've ever heard.
You found out.
Oh, yeah. That's Kirby's wonderful life. That's such a touching story. We're standing here trying to gather gifts for kids, and you're talking about sneaking around and finding me. Come on.
They're going to make a film about this.
They
called it the Christmas story.
Disney
but
Plus.
But no, like, what child hasn't been curious? You know, I mean,
what happened to the fire truck?
Oh, I got it Christmas Day.
I know, but did you keep it for a while? Or?
Oh, I kept it until I outgrew it.
You traded for a pack of cigs? I
kept it until I had outgrown it, and it made its way down to a couple of younger cousins throughout the years.
Now, here's the question. How many years between then and you accidentally lighting your first fire... with a stray cigarette or match.
This is the anniversary. There were no stray fires involved.
You never lit a fire by accident?
No.
This is the anniversary of him lighting his hat on fire here.
All the fires you lit were on purpose? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if he's asking when I lit a cigarette, but no, those were all intentional. I intended to light the cigarette.
Kirby, confess to arson. Go ahead. Go.
Yeah. The statute of limitations is over for that.
But no, it was a pretty cool. It had little... gold ladders, and it had a little, like a fire hydrant, and it would actually had a hose that would shoot water.
We
need to be vague with what we're discussing here, but at 4 years old,
yeah,
did you had no intention of going to school? You weren't even in school at four.
No.
So whenever you went to school, think about this.
He wasn't even school think at about seven. This.
So whenever you got to school, did you just play along? The storyline?
Did you
for
well,
all of your friends?
You know, first of all, I had younger cousins, you know what I mean, and the satellite spot was my grandmother's house. So I was told rather quickly and rather sternly, despite whatever you might think, you're not ruining anything for anybody else.
Right,
and it never occurred to me to do that.
We let you
learn on your own. No one was outing the cat from the bag.
So Kirby was like, hey, I'm cool with that. I'll be out back smoking.
I've got to go have a heater, Grandma. I'll be back in a minute.
Look, young Kirby.
Those little kids have fun.
Kirby had a dip in at age four. Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. Here's a cigarette for today if you don't say a word.
You come back tomorrow.
Kirby, thank you.
You're welcome.